Get started here. We appreciate you guys tuning in tonight. You know, if you're just coming in, again, we appreciate it. Like, share, invite somebody to join us. Definitely want to have a conversation. Just want to kind of chat tonight, kind of some of the stuff that has transpired over the course of the last year, since George Floyd was murdered, and the things that we've experienced and changed here in the country, and the challenges we still face, you know, not only at a national level, at state levels, local levels, as individuals, those types of things. So we just kind of want to have a conversation about that tonight, and just kind of chat a little bit. Again, thank you guys for joining us. Thank you for the support. Steve is not going to be with us tonight, unfortunately. Dax may or may not be able to slide in. He was en route from Georgia to Texas. I'm not sure when his flight was supposed to hit, so he may or may not be on tonight. And I know Danny is out. He'll be out for a little bit. You know, had something he had to go through and take care of. So definitely a speedy recovery for him, hopefully. As far as I know, everything went well, right? Did you hear? Yeah. So yeah.
I got it.
Good. You know, so definitely, and if you guys see me kind of leaning down or whatever, I got a little puppy here that's kind of chewing on my hand. Definitely appreciate you guys, you know, sticking with us. I know I haven't been, performing at peak performance levels as far as my medical situation is concerned, but pushing through and fighting through it. But definitely glad y'all are here. With that being said, we'll go ahead. We're just going to have a little conversation tonight. I know there's been a lot that's going on, like I said. And then we've got Memorial Day coming up, a lot of things going on in the community coming up. So we're going to touch on that a little bit, too. So, I mean, from your perspective, what do you think, like, the last year, like, course of the last year, different things that have happened, where we were last year versus where we are this year? You know, what are your thoughts?
I think we're in the right direction. We're still moving. We're still in that moment of the window of opportunity of getting change, and coming together. After George died, that's what really, like, got me involved and not really involved, I guess you could say, getting my feet wet with different things locally, mm-hmm. and trying to get change here and really lean on people that have been through the fight already, mm-hmm. and trying to bridge the gap with the young people to come. I mean, that's what we're basically doing with the whole party that we created.
Right.
In this whole process. So that's one thing that I like about it. It's like, it's not just like the younger generation. It's the younger and older generation coming together with both ideas,
mm-hmm.
helping push their things.
Right. Well, I mean, for me specifically, like, I remember when George Floyd was murdered and the protests really, really started, really ignited, you know, across the country and here locally. And one of the things that I had said then, and I've been saying the entire time, is that too many people were treating it like, you know, it was just the trend. It was the thing to do. They were out there because that's what was going on. It was something they could get trending on social media and, you know, this, that, and the other. And I remember having a conversation with a friend of mine from New York. He's, you know, originally from Long Island, and I went to college with him. And one of the things he and I talked about is that he always seen that cycle. You know, people jump on board, you know, when something happens, and, you know, at that initial flashpoint, so to speak, you know, they get involved in that aspect, and then they have a tendency to kind of fade, because they're not really there for it. They're there in the moment, but they're not understanding. And, you know, one thing that I had said then, and then I continue to say now, is that this whole process, this whole fight for, you know, justice and equality and those types of things, it's not a trip to the corner store, you know. And a lot of people, you know, even here locally, you know, were just out because it was the thing to do. you know, a lot of the individuals that were there, because the minute that it was no longer trending, the minute that it was no longer the thing to do, they fell up, they fell to the wayside. And I'm not saying that they weren't out there because, you know, they had some other agenda or, you know, anything like that. But I think a lot of times people don't realize how long this fight's been going on. You know, this isn't new, you know, and it's something that has continued. And again, it's not just a trip to the corner store. Like, this is a road trip. It's cross country. You know, it's something that's going to take some time. It's going to take some work. And you can't get tired during this process. And I think a lot of people, I've seen a lot of people get tired. I've seen a lot of people, you know, they were loud and vocal at first, and then they kind of fade. And then when there's something that they can grab onto and jump in front of, they get loud and vocal again, but then they fade. And if you don't have that consistency with something like this, especially, you know, people that have been fighting this for years, you know, this, it like I said, it's not new. And, you know, you got to be able to hop in a car and ride this thing till the wheels fall off. And, you know, no, we're not going to be stopping every few, you know, exits for a bathroom break or to get something to drink or some snacks or, you know, that's not how this works. And so if you're not willing to go for the ride, get out now, because we're not stopping. And, you know, that was my thought process then. It's been my thought process through this whole thing. It's my thought process now. And there's been a lot of things that have been positive, you know, as far as, you know, organizations taking various steps that they have to address issues of inequality within the workplace, you know, aspects, you know, as far as laws are concerned and how we're addressing different things. But then at the same time, too, And I don't say this because I'm not saying this because I don't agree with the fact that there was the anti-hate bill or whatever in reference to the Asian community that got passed. But the Asian community, you know, that's great for them, but still, you know, the African American community is still looking for those types of things. You know, there's still that large scale national response or federal response as far as legislation's concerned that still isn't there. You know, it's like we keep getting band-aids over the situation, but there's no real substance. You know, we've had that conversation before.
Right.
And so I definitely think that the window of opportunity, like we missed the opportunity. We ain't missed nothing, man. We've been moving this thing. You know, and you just got to keep the window open. You know, when you're in the house, you don't just open the window for 20 minutes and close it.
Right.
You know, throw that bad boy open and enjoy the breeze. You know, and so it's that level of work that essentially has got to get put in and has been put in by a lot of people. And a lot of people are stepping up. A lot of people you wouldn't have expected, you know, coming out and doing things. So I just think that... I think we got to get past accepting the Band-Aid, accepting the pacifier. Like, there's got to be more. You know, don't just placate.
That's a lot of it, and a lot of, like, the grassroots, like you were talking about earlier, like the organizations and stuff that came together during this whole pandemic. I mean, my uncle started Vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Mickey started Reform and Police Encounters here locally, Mickey George. A lot of people doing a lot of different things,
right.
Throughout this, we met each other, and built a relationship and a bond, created a political party and going in the process with that. So small little grassroots organizations going out, like getting signatures for like an election or putting on a rally, an event for people to understand insensitivity,
mm-hmm.
and actually working together and trying to get the cause is what's getting the job done. And George was just the tipping point where everybody was like stuck at home and everybody watched it. It was caught on camera, and it was just enough is enough. I mean, but mm-hmm. me and you talked about the situation. This stuff's been going on for years and years and years.
It's getting caught on camera. You know, it's not that it was new. It's just it's getting caught on camera. And it's really a double-edged sword, you know, as far as that's concerned, because it's like you're thankful that you're catching it because you're getting the evidence and you're being able to force a level of accountability. But then at the same time, too, the other side of the spectrum is you're realizing that this really is a problem. Like, people that try to pretend that it isn't there, it's a problem. But, well, we don't have that problem here. We've got, you know, 12,000 people and only, and we ain't got that problem here. No, actually, we do. Even with body cam footage, we're still struggling for a level of transparency in the small community that we're in. You know, and so to have access to that type of evidence or to force that type of reality, it gives you an ability to push for real accountability. But the sad part of that, the other side of that spectrum, is how many people don't want it. You know, I think that's been something that has been one of the more difficult things for me to accept over the course of the last year, is how many people don't truly, I don't want to say that they don't understand or don't acknowledge it. They're choosing not to understand, choosing not to acknowledge it, choosing not to, you know, address it, you know, at this point.
I feel like a lot of it, honestly, with that talk, and me and you had this conversation with people, a lot of the times people don't really care unless it directly affects them, right, or their direct loved ones. And to hold someone accountable when they have no weight in it themselves, it's just like, it's out of sight, out of mind. Mm-hmm. So it's not a matter of like, okay, we don't know, we don't think it's a problem, we know it's a problem, but like, it's not our problem, so
right,
we're not here to fix it. Mm-hmm. But I made it, that's one of the things where this kind of stuff, it bothers me. I mean, we talked about Trayvon Martin before. We've talked about all those in the past. And when I was deciding to run for alderman, that was one of the things. Like, we have people in our community that just sit there and say they want to do all these things and never do it. And that's why, like, I kudos to you for actually taking the leap up and running for mayor. Because who else was going to do it? They all, like, everybody likes to complain about Bill Alio, but no one is going to run against him, so that just doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
But you're actually stepping out on that legend, hey, we're going to do this thing. Hey, like, I'm going to do it. And that's where we need a lot more doers in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like we'll get ahead.
Well, I think sometimes what causes people not to take the step is a couple different things. I think one, a level of understanding and knowledge prevents people from stepping up because they don't know what to do or how to do it. The other thing is, too, honestly, it's easier to stand on the sideline and have a bark than it is to actually do something. Like, it's one thing to show up to a rally and chant and hold a sign or you know, protest and march. That's one thing. It's one thing to show up at a council meeting and just sit there. It's another thing to stand up and voice your concern or voice your opinion. And, you know, some people are hesitant to do that because it puts a target on your back. You know, right. Even though, and I say, you know, target on your back, I mean, that doesn't mean you got people hunting you down and, you know, all these people are going to slander you and this, that, and the other. But especially in a small community, if nothing else, you are talked about. You are, you know, and, you know, for me, when I made the decision that I was going to go ahead and, you know, okay, I'm going to run for mayor, it wasn't a decision, you know, we've had this conversation. It wasn't a decision that was made lightly or quickly. It wasn't a decision that, you know, it's not a bucket list. It's not, ooh, that's what I want to do. I want to put it on my resume. Like, because I understand that every decision is going to affect people. Good, bad, or indifferent. People are going to be affected by the decision. And the minute I win, a lot of people that were in my corner all of a sudden won't be in my corner anymore because, well, you didn't do exactly what I wanted. You know, well, exactly what you want might not be what's in the best interest for the people. At the end of the day, you know, when we talk about that grassroots and starting that political party, United People, that's what it's all about. It's about the people. It's not about a political agenda. It's not about who I know. It's not about who you know. It's not about, you know, personal thought processes. It's about what's best for the people, you know. And we have to get back to that. You know, we have circumstances and situations in the city that, you know, you can talk to pretty much anybody and you'll hear various thought processes and opinions and, you know, well, we should do this and we should do that. And a lot of those come from people that aren't doers. You know, they're keyboard warriors. They'll hit you up on Facebook and blow up a Facebook chat or a Facebook post. And they'll talk about all types of levels of politics, but they really don't have any understanding of what's going on. And I don't pretend to have a, you know, this higher level of and full grasp and understanding of everything. All I know is that there's certain things that I believe can be done that I want to do and that are in the best interest of the people. At the end of the day, you know, your Republicans, your Democrats, it's two wings on the same bird. I mean, you essentially, the Democratic Party here in this area essentially was, for a lack of better words, they were indirectly endorsing the Republican candidate by not even putting a challenger up against him, you know. And, you know, well, nobody wanted to run. Well, I find that hard to believe when I talk to people, you know. And so that's one thing that we've talked about as we progress through this process, is that the system really isn't created for newcomers. It's not really, you know, if you're new to politics, regardless of if you're, you know, an independent or a new party or a lesser known party or a Republican or a Democrat, really it doesn't matter what your background is. If you're new to politics and you're not in with the right people, it's not designed to really help you. And, you know, I remember having a conversation with my dad and with a few other people that, you know, regardless of what happens come November, I now have the ability to help people go through this process because I understand it, you know, and I think that's huge, you know, as we progress, especially in this area, because we do need a mix of, you know, that experience and that youth, you know, in order to continue to work through politics and bring to light stuff here in Olean specifically. You know, there's a lot of opportunity. And there's a lot of people that talk. And I armchair quarterbacked for a long time, you know, but decided, okay, it's time to stop messing with the keyboard and, you know, actually step in, put some skin in the game.
I think that's another big thing that we dropped the ball on too, as just the educational standpoint, like the political education on how to do all these things is a major thing where the ball's been dropped and not really. It's been, I like to call it like gatekeeped,
mm-hmm.
keepers at the gate, and we only want the certain peoples in. And we're not going to tell you how to do it, and we're going to make it as hard as possible for you to do it. And I think this has been an eye-opening experience for me, just getting involved in figuring out the process and going through the process. But that's one thing that I like about this situation too is win or lose, we'll be able to have a roadmap on how to do it for other people that want to do it coming up under us.
Well, I don't plan on losing.
No, I'm just
letting you know. I'm already making those plans. That's I got blinders on. I'm that kind of person. You know, when I latch onto it, it is what it is. But we will, at the end of the day, be able to help other people get involved. Definitely.
I mean, and that's one of the things. And look at the things that we've accomplished during this time, and things that other people are doing in the community. I know that we spoke, Nick Shimbita, he's got his stuff going on with the concert and bringing an artist here and to do that thing. And we just had another conversation with another gentleman that was from the area that does art. His name's Andy Mellon. and he does art, and he wants to do stuff for the city and really show only it off. And that's what it takes. It takes people that are doers.
Mm-hmm. It does. And it doesn't necessarily, like, and that's one thing too, like, since George Floyd was murdered and the protests have happened, and, you know, communities have divided, but they've also come together at the same time. Various aspects of the community have started coming together that you wouldn't necessarily expect. And so, like, it doesn't necessarily have to be, in order to affect change, you don't have to be actively involved in politics as a politician. You don't have to be out campaigning for anything. You don't have to be running for an office in order to make change. No, number one, get out and vote. You know, number one, that's one way to have your voice heard. I mean, there was definitely a statement made with the school board election that just took place here in Olean. I believe the one individual that was running barely got half the amount of votes that the other three candidates got. You know, that's a pretty clear statement, and that was because people went and made sure their voices were heard and said, you know what, we didn't like what you were representing to begin with. We don't like how you're acting and how you continue to act. We don't want you representing us in reference to the school board. And the people made that decision. They went out and made that happen. And that's how powerful that is, and people miss that. They lose that sometimes.
And that was a special moment for Olean in that moment. Julio's such a great person, and not to take anything away from Clarissa, she did a great job, and I was proud of her too for even getting involved with that. And Julio is like such a special breed of person that he came in there and just cleaned house with that election. And I hope he does great things on the school board, and he's a very special person, so kudos to him.
I honestly, to be perfectly honest with you, I haven't heard anybody in the community say a bad thing about him. Not in the slightest bit. Not even that, you know, oh, he doesn't use his blinker. You know, he doesn't this, he doesn't that. You know, like, not even petty stuff, you know?
Right.
And so that says something. You know, about him and the type of person he is. So it is. It's exciting to see, and it's exciting to see how the political give me one second here, I'm sorry. Bronx. This puppy's gonna be the death of me, I swear. The political climate and the political atmosphere here in the city has begun to shift. The different people that are getting involved, and whether they're making a decision to run for a particular office or position, they're showing up at the council meetings and being heard. They're getting involved with things that are happening in the community. I mean, like you said, Vibe was birthed during this time. Mickey's organization. The Minorities of Western New York organization, Olean Supports Black Lives Matter. These types of things. There was another one. ORJC, I think. So these different.
You know, in Jamestown, you got the Jamestown Coalition going on and doing their thing too, and it's all. The same things, you know, you're all working the same issues, and when you need to get together, and you work together.
And so you have that type of impact, but then you have the impact from businesses that are trying to do things for the community, or, like you said, Nick's, production company, and them bringing the artist in and Summerfest and trying to give Olean more than what it's had. You know, I think we have a tendency sometimes to stick with what we know because it's comfortable, and instead of branching out and realizing that, you know what, these five events that we have every year as a city are great, but those five events don't necessarily hit every aspect of the community of Olean, so let's add to those. You know, not trying to take away from those, but we're trying to add something new to it and something new to it and, another experience. So you have, like the Summerfest Vibe that they're doing and bringing in the artists. And we'll talk a little bit about that closer to the end of the show. And I'll put, some information in the comments. for that as well. But you have that going on. You talked about the artist that wants to do something. You know, we have, there's so many talented, knowledgeable, and capable people, resourceful people here in the community. Like, those are ways that you can affect your community. Those are ways that, you know, like George Floyd's daughter said, you know, my daddy's going to change the world. He certainly did. You know, it's unfortunate the catalyst that had to take place and the way that it took place, but most definitely changed the world. And, you know, here in Olean, we've definitely, I think, for the positive, the majority of the community has jumped on that wave. And I don't say wave is in a trend. I say wave is in, you know, that progress. We're going to push forward. We had the unity rally, you know, back April 17th. You know, we had that, and we had a really good. I thought we had a pretty good turnout here in the city, and the various groups of people that came and participated and spoke, and it was just a really good time. You know, very informative, and I think it made quite a statement here in the city.
Even the Diversity and Inclusion Committee that you and Danny sit on, that was, and Michelle Robinson, and that whole thing, when that was burned over the protest that they had in the city, created a bill, a PL for the George Floyd resolution, and then it added onto it to add some teeth to it, I guess you could say, but started the Diversity and Inclusion Committee, and really bringing some ideas to the table on that forefront for you guys as well.
Yeah, and with that committee, I mean, like, some of the things that we're talking about doing, I mean, you know, definitely in some areas we have, you know, progress that still has to be made, you know, but, you know, one of the things is taking a look at and understanding the, like, the opportunities to, hey, let's get out into the community and talk to the community. What does the community see as a positive and a negative? And what resources does the community use and what they don't use? And what do they want to see? And because it's one thing to say, hey, we're doing it for the city. It's another thing to say, we're doing it for the city. Let's go out to the city and make sure that we're on the same page as the city. You know, because I think it's very easy to get caught up and... In all, you have the most sincerest intentions, but you're still missing it because you're failing to have that conversation with the people you're trying to represent, you know. And I think that's one thing that, like, we've talked about as far as, you know, our campaigns go, is making sure that, you know, we have our finger on the heartbeat of the people, so to speak, you know. So
Alderman Robinson getting appointed, that was huge for the city. I mean, so many things have, like, this whole year has just been like one thing like after another.
It really, there's been a lot of positive moves for the city. I mean, for as many roadblocks and as many frustrations that there tend to be as you work through different things, like you said, him getting appointed to the council, and he made an impact pretty much right off jump, you know, started making an impact and being a voice, and you know, he's one of, if not the only alderman that after every council meeting essentially gives a cliff notes and puts a cliff notes out to people and makes it very easily to understand what took place. You know, and that's something that you talk about transparency, that's definitely a step towards it. You know what I mean? That, you know, as far as the city as a whole. It's I think there's been a lot of positives that have taken place over the course of the last year. I think as a country, we have to still make some huge leaps. I mean, we still have to make progress here locally, but as a country, we have to make some pretty big leaps still. And I hope that we can. You know, it was unfortunate. So the History Channel this weekend is doing a documentary on the Tulsa massacre, right? And I was looking through some of the comments, and somebody made a statement to the effect of, you know, there not even being anybody alive from, you know, from that. And I'm thinking to myself, that same afternoon, two people just testified before Congress that were survivors of the Tulsa massacre. And it's like, so as a country, one of the first things we have to do is make sure that we're actually educating ourselves. We have to stop being afraid of the evil in our past, because we can't fix anything until we can acknowledge it. It just doesn't work that way, you know? So I think that, you know, definitely some positive things. I know that, like here in the area, looking at, you know, like Juneteenth, doing something for Juneteenth, you know, as well. And, so that is something that I'm excited for, you know, here in the area. But Kristen, hello, hello. You know, so I'm definitely excited for that. But we are going to transition, you guys, those of you that are watching with us, we're going to transition. And Miss Kristen here is running for Alderwoman of Ward 2, correct?
Correct.
And so what I want to start by saying is essentially the three of us, along with some other people, you know, kind of behind the scenes, have you know, started and given birth to this new party, United People. And in order for us to go and get on the ballot and represent this party, we had to obtain various, you know, a certain number of signatures that was quite a bit higher than your Republican or Democratic counterparts. But each of us have done that and got those petitions turned in. And but we wanted to take a minute and just let Kristen introduce herself, talk a little bit about her background, what she wants to do. And Ezra and I might fire off a question or two and just kind of put her on the spot a little bit, just because that's what we do. But the three of us essentially are carrying the endorsement of United People Party as well for our campaigns. But with that being said, Kristen, go ahead and introduce yourself to the people and tell them a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Hey, everyone. I'm Kristen. So I'm originally from the area. Was away for a while, moved back. I definitely don't have a political background. I'm just, you know, me, an ordinary gal. But being back here, things are definitely have changed, and they've changed for what I've seen, not for the good. Olean used to be a really quaint hometown, and now there's just a lot going on, and no one for some reason wants to do really anything about it. Well, at least that's kind of what it looks like. It may not be, but and I'm just trying to, instead of talking about it, I want to be about it. I want to be able to do what I can to make a difference in any way that I can. There are certain things that need to change. We all know, we see them, we hear them. And we need more people to have bold courage to step up and do what they can, regardless of how big or small that effort is. We just really need to start seeing change. I don't want things to go back to the way that they used to be, because that's never going to happen, but they can't stay the way that they are now. We have to be able to progress in a way that works for everyone, and that needs change. So that's what I'm hoping to accomplish.
And again, you're for Ward 2, correct?
Ward 2, yeah.
Okay. So out of the three of us, myself and Kristen don't have to worry about any type of primary. Ezra has a primary for the Democratic Party. June 22nd is the vote, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So definitely want to make sure those of you that are able to vote in the primary, get out and vote in the primary. Those of you that maybe you're not registered to vote at the moment, so even if you got registered right now, it's too, I believe, it's too late to be able to vote in the primary. However, you can vote in the general election in November 2nd. So I definitely want to encourage you as far as that's concerned. Now, you know, Kristen, I know Ezra and I and you know, we went around and were knocking on doors, getting some signatures. How did you feel? Like you said, this isn't your background. This isn't, you know, you didn't wake up going, hey, I want to be a politician. You know, so with that being said, I mean, like, how did that feel? Like, what was that like for you when you started doing that? Like, when you started talking to people, you know, when they came to the door and you had to break the ice and actually talk to them, how did you feel?
At first, it's very intimidating. But I think, you know, after a while, it was a long while, but I started to semi-feel uncomfortable with it. But that's just, you know, it's one of those things where I hate to be in the spotlight. So to do this is definitely out of my box. But again, it's one of those things where it's gonna come with time. And I feel like the more people that I meet, the better, the easier that it's gonna be. And granted, you're gonna always have those strong-willed, opinionated people, no matter who you encounter, how many people. But you kind of just have to find a way to work around it.
Well, I think one of the things you said it's important, and it's twofold. So, you said that I don't like being in the spotlight, and it's out of my box, it's out of the comfort zone. And the wonderful thing about what you're about to do is you're putting yourself in the spotlight because you cared enough about your community. So you cared enough about your community to say, you know what, this isn't my comfort zone, but I know something needs to be done. And there's something to be said for that. Like, that's huge, because you put yourself out there, and you put yourself out there in a way that, you know what, and before you came on, Ez and I were just talking about, we need more doers, you know. And it's one thing to sit back and go, man, this needs to change, and that needs to change, and they should do this, and they should do that. Well, you know what? No, I'm tired of waiting for other people to do it. I'm going to step up and do it because people need it. And when you realize that, you know what, it might not be my comfort zone, it might not be what I had planned to do or what I envisioned doing, but when you begin to walk those things out and you're walking it out because you care about other people, you begin to make a difference immediately. You know, as I was out there walking with you and we were knocking on doors, you know, I would watch your persona kind of change as the person came to the door, and you would warm up and you would smile and you would be talking to them, and it was more natural than you thought it was. You know, and so that's one thing that I want to encourage people that are watching and tuning in, is like, the three of us here, I don't think, and you know, Ezra, I don't think, like, your big plan in life was to be a politician. I mean, unless I'm wrong, you know, it was never for me. I had no desire for politics. There's enough politics in church and being a preacher. There was enough of those that I deal with as far as church is concerned. So to step out on another branch, so to speak, and it's at the end of the day, it is what it is. Like, we're all doing it for a reason, and the reason ultimately is we want something better for the people of Olean. And so that's what we've come out and said. And you say, you know what, the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, I mean, nothing against either one of them, but sometimes the tradition of politics clouds the voice of the people, and it drowns out the voice of the people. And so with us stepping out with United People and saying, you know what, we're going to make a statement, we have an opportunity to truly do what it is we say we're going to do. And I think that's huge because I think Republicans, Democrats, they've, you know, for so many years, that's what you hear. Oh, politicians say what they need to say to get elected, and then when they get elected, they act a completely different way. We have an opportunity to be different. We have an opportunity to do what it is that we say we're going to do. And I know myself personally, the only thing I have that nobody can take away from me and nobody gave me is my word and my integrity. And I'm not going to jeopardize it for an election. I'm not going to jeopardize it for, you know, a church full of people to stroke my ego. I'm not going to jeopardize it for a job. I'm not going to do that. you know, and so we have a huge opportunity there to kind of make that difference and push forward. And I think one of the big things that's changed over the course of the last year is the people that have decided to stand up. You know, whether it's politics, whether it's in nonprofit organizations, whether it's just being a voice in the community, whether it's trying to be a mentor to people, and you know, these different things, and you know, Nick bringing in the artist that he's bringing in for summer, you know, Summerfest, right? Is that what he's coined it, Summerfest? You know, to give Olean a different vibe, a different feel. You know, to bring people into the area and show that we can be and we are a beautiful community. We really are. You know, might be a little rough around the edges sometimes. You know, I mean, you know, I talk about, you know, I'm saved. I live in the kingdom, but, you know, come up on me on the wrong day and, you know, you'll find out I'm from the south side of the kingdom. You know, but, you know, try Jesus, don't try me. I'll lay hands on you. It might be quicker than you want. You know, and it's, you know, we joke and we jest because we each have challenges and struggles. So sometimes it's a little rough around the edges. And but we have an opportunity to truly make a difference and affect change. And that's one of the big things that I think's happened over the course of the year is people have realized that I don't have to have this huge multinational platform in order to make a difference. I can make a difference right here with my next door neighbor. You know, I can make a difference with the block that I live on. When this people that I see, because I go to the gas station or the corner store the same time every day of the week before I go to work, those people I see every day, I can make a difference in their life. You know, and by doing that, you can make a difference in the community. And so I think that's huge. And I personally think we got a huge opportunity, personally. You know, I'm expecting it to be a sweep, you know, personally. I'm expecting all three of us to be wearing all kinds of smiles come November 2nd. You know, that's just my expectation. And, you know, expectancy is the breeding ground of miracles. So, you know, that atmosphere of expectancy. So it is what it is. But there's a lot of work to do. We've got to put our hands to the plow. There's definitely a lot of work, and we've talked about it, the three of us, one off, and you know, in other conversations, and it's not something that we're afraid to do. You know, we understand that, you know, we're going to have to make some personal sacrifices. We're going to have to shift schedules around. We're going to have to do various different things, and you know, but it's worth it. The people of Olean are worth it, and I think we've each determined that. Because honestly, the frustration that I've already experienced going through this, making the phone calls I've had to make, and, you know, sometimes I have somebody else make the phone call because I just can't, you know, it's like they getting run around and not being able to get the right answer. And sometimes it's just because I didn't know who to ask. You know, Ezra and I were talking about that earlier, that, you know, when you don't know what you need to do, it can hinder the process. So having some of the people that we've had in our corner to help us out and do that as enlightened and made things, you know, a little bit easier. But, you know, it's not the most comfortable thing in the world when you're driving down the road and got somebody following you around. You know, that's that gets interesting. I'm excited. I'm excited for the three of us. Personally, I think that each of us can definitely bring a lot to the table, and I know I'm bringing the table, if nothing else. But I also understand that, you know, I'm not always the smartest guy in the room. You know, I would like to think that I am, but I know better. You know, and I think of the three of us specifically, we have the ability to work with not only the community, but work with the city officials and work with the other aldermen. And, you know, you guys will be able to work with me as the mayor and, you know, be able to make things happen. You know what I mean? So I think we've got a lot of positive coming our way. Ez, anything?
I was gonna say you were bringing the table. I was gonna bring the chips.
Right.
Down with that. Just somebody bring some kind of dip. Yeah, no. Gotta be bison. You know, down in Jacksonville, that was one of the things I missed. I could not get bison chip dip.
Bison chip dip.
could not get that down there. But I do want to take a minute with Memorial Day being Monday, and recognize that the holiday weekend, people getting the time off of work, regardless of how you feel about the military, regardless of how you may or may not feel, about the country, in its current state, these are individuals that they served. And Memorial Day is not for the veteran. As a veteran, I'm always polite, and people, thank you for your service and et cetera, et cetera. I appreciate that people recognize it. But Memorial Day is really for the soldiers that didn't make it home and that did lay down their life. And it's not always easy. For some, I know I lost friends, in Iraq, and, I just want to take a minute to, recognize those that have served and lost their lives and, the importance behind Memorial Day. Want to encourage you to, those of you that are watching, to, get involved if you can, if there's some kind of, I know, here locally, I think Portville's still having a Memorial Day parade. I know we're not here in Olean. I believe Portville is. If there's something going on or a way that you can, show that respect, I would encourage it. On a happier note, we do have several things coming up here in the city. Like I said, I'll put it in the comments, the flyer, I might have to go back in and put it in later. But on July 10th, correct, Ezra?
July 10th.
July 10th, Lloyd 3 Banks.
O'clock.
What's that?
3 o'clock.
At 3 o'clock? Okay.
The gate's open.
Okay. Go ahead.
And Lloyd Banks has the best bars in G.
But, Lloyd Banks is going to be here. There's a couple other DJs that are going to be there. I don't know who else is on the card for the show or for the Summerfest. But want to encourage you, if you can come participate in that, that's July 10th. There are other events going on in the community this weekend, so you can definitely find those. We have upcoming...
We have a meet and greet.
Well, I'm going to get to that.
Oh, I thought you said... I thought you weren't there yet.
No, we're not there yet.
I wasn't there yet.
But Strollian is coming up as well here in the area. So there's a lot of things in the community, music in the park. I believe, I don't know what day of the week that happens, but isn't that once a week?
Strollian is for like...
Not Strollian, the music in the park over in Lincoln Park where they have like the live music. Isn't that one day a week?
Yeah, I think it's Thursday.
Every Thursday. So there's that going on in the community. So, but I do want to encourage you still, be safe, be mindful. I know the whole, if you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask. But, ladies and gentlemen, if a business is asking you to wear a mask, just wear a mask. If you don't want to wear a mask into that business, go somewhere else. Don't get belligerent. Don't get nasty. It's not the employee's fault that the business made the decision. The employee's not violating your rights, and there's a difference between rights and privileges. But, that's a whole nother show. I'm fully vaccinated. I still walk around with a mask. Like Steve said last week, because a lot of people are just nasty. With that being said. We do, like Ezra said, we have a meet and greet this Saturday, the 29th, at Franchot Park here in Olean, at noon, from 12 to 3, essentially. So the three of us are going to be there. It's an opportunity to kind of get to know us, ask us some questions. I know we've had people have asked kind of what are our thoughts on certain things, where do we stand, what are some things we want to do for the community. And even though we, talk about, hey, there's things that need to change, this is an opportunity for you to get to know us more personally and approach us. Excuse me. So I want to invite you out to that. We'll have you something, a little something to eat on while you're out there, and just come out and have a good time with us, get to know us, We'll field some questions, whether one-on-one or, you know, in a like town hall type setting, you know, just have everybody just, you know, fire off questions or whatever. But definitely want to encourage you to be there. Like I said, from 12 to 3, we'll be out there on Saturday at Franchot. And I'm excited for it. I know, you know, especially you got people that ride with you, and they might not know where you're at. So you get to show them where you're at. And I think it's a good opportunity. You know, it's just casual. You know, it's not going to be crazy formal or anything like that. You know, it's just an opportunity to come out, grab something to eat, have a conversation. You know, I think that's important. One thing that I can say about the three of us is, I mean, I feel like we're all pretty approachable. I know people can message me, and, you know, I might not be able to respond right away, but I will respond to you. You know, if you've got a question or you want to talk with me, I've talked and met with a few people already that have asked me for some time, you know, just to discuss some different things. So definitely, we're open to that. You know, it's not like, you know, you got to jump through a lot of hoops. I know you've seen some of you that have been to the council meetings or watched the council meetings hear about, hey, so-and-so was supposed to follow up, and the mayor was supposed to get back with this person and that person and doesn't. And, you know, we might not get back as quick as you want because of something, but we will get back to you. I know that's for sure. As soon as I have the opportunity, I respond. So want to encourage you to come out and chat with us. With that being said, the last couple minutes, what do you guys got?
I wanted to know, do you know what time BJ's closes?
I do not. Does anybody watching know what time BJ's closes? Because
oh my gosh.
Ezra can't check.
That is irrelevant, Ezra.
Ezra can't check on the phone that he's holding and been on for the last 20 minutes.
Whatever. Is it like 9?
I want to say it's 9 or 10. Well, I don't know if it's 10, but.
I think it's 10.
It's 9. Okay. I had to go to BJ's, but. I want to thank everybody for the support and everything that has been going on in the city with after George Floyd's death. I appreciate everybody. I do need your guys' support come June 22nd in that primary. I really appreciate my support I do have. I appreciate the support that is coming. I do want to see everybody's face at the meet and greet at Franchot this weekend. And also we might be doing a little vigil for George Floyd, a year anniversary of the protest, the first protest. So we're trying to get that together. I'm the only one supports Black Lives Matter, but I appreciate all you guys. I want to thank both of you guys for taking the step and actually running and being actual doers in a time where everybody wants to have solutions and talk about people and how they do it, but never just do it themselves. So I appreciate both of you guys for taking that step of faith and doing that as well. So thank you guys.
Appreciate
well,
that.
As we just want to say thank you for paving the way, bruh.
Thank you guys.
I do. I appreciate both you guys. Kristen, anything before we go?
Hope to see y'all at the meet and greet.
So I want to, you know, final thoughts. I want to encourage you guys over the course of the last year. It's definitely been a rough year, you know, on top of the pandemic and top of, you know, fighting these various social injustices and dealing with the police brutality and not just the murder of George Floyd, but the several that have followed afterwards. You know, they're not any less important. They aren't. They carry just as much value. You know, a life is a life. And, you know, it's important that we understand, like I said earlier, this whole fight, this whole push is not a trip to the corner store. It's a cross-country trip. And if you want to get in this thing and get on this thing, not because it's a trend, not because you can put some pictures on Instagram or Facebook, but because you really want to make an impact and want to make a difference. I love people. I love all kinds of people. I love people that don't even like me. And, you know, I mean, I might not chill with you. I might not throw down on the barbecue with you, you know, if we ain't cool. But, you know, I'm still going to treat you with respect and love. And that's what we got to be able to do with each other, whether we agree or disagree. It's okay to disagree with people. It's okay to not be on the same page. We can disagree about a lot of things. We really can. There's a lot of things that we can disagree on. But, you know, racism, that's not one we can disagree on and me still chop it up with you. You know, but we can actively pursue ways to effectively change the institutions that need to be changed. And I think we've been doing that over the course of the year, and especially here locally, obviously there's been some big changes there. So, you know, both of you, I thank you both for stepping up to the plate, you know, putting your name in, saying, hey, I'm willing to make a difference. I'm willing to put myself out there because the people deserve it. You know, at the end of the day, none of this is about us. It comes down to the people. And that's who we're here for. That's what we're trying to make the difference for. I do want to encourage you, if you are a registered Democrat, to show up on the 22nd. Show your support for Ezra. You know, go out there. Definitely need to make a difference here for Ward 4. And then, you know, come November for both Ezra and Kristen and myself. You know, we had to get a minimum. I had to get a minimum of 107 signatures and in order to get United People on the ballot as far as the mayoral, you know, the line for mayor goes. And we got well over that. So that was very encouraging. Really appreciate the community support and response. Thank you guys. Anyone that has been in our corner, you know, whether you're visible, whether you're in the background, it's appreciated, it's felt, whether it's said all the time, please understand that we all do sincerely mm-hmm. appreciate it. We appreciate you sharing the Facebook post, the commenting, the positive things that you say, you know, the encouragement. Those of you that help get signatures, you know, talking with different people, that type of thing, you know, really, really appreciate it. Ez, if you got to go ahead and go, boss.
I appreciate you guys. I'm going to try and get the DJs before.
I know. You good.
All right, I'll see you.
Yep.
Bye.
But, you know, we do really appreciate it and, you know, are very thankful. And so with that being said, again, this Saturday from 12 to 3 at Franchot Park, come out. Meet your candidates, get to know the party, get to know us, just have a good time, and we'll definitely look forward to meeting all of y'all and looking forward to your support here in the future. Thank y'all so much. Y'all have a great night, and we'll catch you next week on House Call.
Bye.
All right, we are done.